The setup. Jesus has just had an exchange with the rich young man, who apparently has a good bit of wealth and knows the Ten Commandments backwards and forwards. Jesus tells the young man that in order to be perfect, he will have to sell all his possessions. Where we pick up the story, the young man has gone away sorrowful, and the disciples are left pondering this exchange and their own sacrifice. What went down? Jesus makes it clear how hard it is for rich folks to leave all they have and follow him. This is such a great story because Jesus uses fantastic, rustic imagery to make this clear. A camel passing through the eye of a needle. Think about it for a second. If you grew up in Judea, literally the largest living thing you ever saw would be a camel. Among the smallest man-made items the fishermen ever used were needles. That is some folksy storytelling that would make poor Richard jealous. After our Lord paints this great visual picture, Peter basically says, "Yeah, yeah, Lord, we get it." Then he gets his gumption up and reminds Jesus what he and the rest of his disciples have given up. Keep in mind, Jesus is the omnipotent creator of the universe incarnate, but Peter is apparently worried that the Lord may have forgotten some facts. It's a little akin to that moment in a movie where the little guy finally stands up for himself. Jesus first encourages him with assurance of thrones in heaven, and then throws his patent confusing curveball at the last second. But many that are first will be last, and the last first. Mic drop. Walk away. Preferably onto the surface of a body of water. The takeaway. Very few of us are actually rich, but many of us are burdened. Maybe it's with attachments to the things of this world that distract us from the will of God in our lives. Or maybe we're burdened with our own baggage and wounds, but we refuse to let Christ release us. This is the stuff that keeps us from entering the kingdom of God, not just wealth. We need to shed it all if we want to follow God's will. Also, we are assured of our reward, but don't go crazy. We should always be asking ourselves why we are giving up the world and refuse to place our confidence in our own selves. All our confidence should be in God working through us.